Grain futures, we are higher across the board. A little slow start this morning. The soybean trade was firm as soybean oil bolted higher following the crude oil market. As, of course, you know the story there. The Iranians are playing coy, and now we do not see that they are likely to want to meet in Pakistan yet. So that's got the crude oil market to the upside, supporting soybeans and corn wheat trade. Yesterday afternoon, we had a very price-friendly crop condition report come out. The average analyst guess for the reduction in ratings for the crop condition score was only about a 1% decline from the good to excellent category. It came in at a 4% decline, with Kansas dropping 8% out of good to excellent from last week. The only stuff that's good and excellent is in the eastern part of the state. Western two-thirds is, well, frankly, in trouble and going backwards real fast. The wheat trade was softer on that data because, well, again, we are seeing rain on the long-term weather models. You know, next week the rain should come. Trust us, even though we got it wrong for this weekend, we'll still going to get something next week. Well, maybe we will, maybe we won't, but it's getting to the point after I did the crop tour down in Kansas, northern Kansas, which is where they're hurting really bad. If they don't get rain by next week, they're already in the boot stage in some areas, and so you know what that means. It's short, it's booting, you know, the heads are coming. You can rain all you want. It's still 15, 20 bushel wheat, so we might as well just start planning for that in the data set. And, of course, the grain trade always looks for a way to find a reason not to rally, but that was this morning's weather. Now we get to the noon hour. They're backing out some of that rain. You know, still northern areas of Kansas and eastern Kansas are going to get rain, but the western part of Kansas, eastern Colorado, they're going to miss it again. So up we go. Wheat Kansas July contract up 9 cents, 656 and a half. The high Sunday night was a quadruple top with March and April highs at 663. So another 6-7 cents higher. We close through that. They're going to be pointing higher towards $7 on that July Kansas City wheat contract. In tow is Chicago July. Now that the spread's narrowed up a little bit here on Monday's trade, we're up 8 cents on July Chicago, 614. In Minneapolis, May up 9 and 3 quarters, 665. July up 10 and a quarter at 682 and a half. September new crop up 11, 698. Even December up 9 and a quarter at 710 and a quarter. Corn futures, 2.5 higher for July, 462 and three quarters. We had corn to Columbia this morning, 100,000 metric tons and 200-some-thousand metric tons to an unknown, probably China. They always pull those stunts. We won't know for 3 months who it really was. That's supporting corn at 462 and three quarters, up 2.5. December corn up 3.5, 483 in soybeans July. We're about 3 cents off day session highs. We're up 9.5 right now at 1191 and a quarter. November up 10 and a quarter at 1168 even. Cattle futures were getting pulverized again this morning on the higher oil, lower stock market side, but then that kind of mitigated as the session wore on. Again, box beef sharply higher yesterday, sharply higher again today. We're seeing the choice up 349 to 387.05. Select picking up $5.45. It's now at 389.06, and that is just a discount. No, that's premium. Excuse me now. We went premium, the choice. Again, beef is beef. We have select worth $2.01 more than choice. That's been flip-flopping like the walleye on a floorboards of a boat back and forth, going premium discount. The reality of the cash trade currently has April cattle down $1.12, 248.80.47. So we'll see where cash does take place later this week. But April's hinting softer for the moment. June cattle down $1.45, 244.62. August cattle giving up 85 cents, 240.75. In feeder cattle, they were down about $4.50 earlier on the session. Now the May contract down 137. We're at 359.72, while the feeder index is at 374.37. That's down about $1.32 here today. The August feeders down $1.12, 360.22. May feeders, October feeders off $1.02 at 355.77. Hog futures, after being lower since basically mid-March, higher by $1.37 today on the June contract, 103.10. July up $1.20, 105.20. Gold taking a beating right now. We're down $100 an ounce, $4,729 as that crude oil marches higher. We have May silver down $3.31, 76.75. Dollar index up 29 cents, 98.19. Bitcoin, April contract, down $750, $75,555. And crude oil, presently June contract, which is the active one, up $2.79, 90.22, about $1.20 off the highs. Gasoline for June up 8 cents a gallon, $3.12. Heating oil for June up 18 and a half cents a gallon, $3.62¾. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thank you for listening and have a profitable day.